The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news. Got some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first, Mahoney?
Let's start with the bad news, Dave.
Well, I guess this guy hasn't seen enough movies. A man was arrested after a Russian painting was stolen during broad daylight at a famous gallery in Moscow. Of course, there's video of the whole thing going down. The 31-year-old can be seen just casually taking the painting off the wall and walking out in front of a bunch of confused visitors. Like, what?
Well, that's ballsy.
Where is he?
I feel like this should have worked.
Bring that back.
The stolen painting of lovely mountain ridges is titled Apatry Crimea and was insured for an estimated $185,000. The artist's previous paintings have sold for more than $3 million, though.
Oh, my
gosh. I mean, you know, I guess it's a famous painting of some hills. Either way, a guy got nabbed for it. So his master plan did not work out.
That wasn't surprising.
If you're going to, if you would have put on like a neon vest, it would have worked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Nobody questions people like that. You're just like, oh, he's clearly working.
Yeah.
It's illegal to wear a neon vest with the reflector strips if you're not busy working.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got mistaken for an employee. Like, because, yeah, the other day I was, like, just shopping. I think it was Target. I didn't have, a red polo on.
Did you have khakis?
No, I had jeans on.
You had jeans and not a red polo and somebody mistook you for an employee?
I had a hoodie. Like, it was like a...
Did you have the hoodie on?
Like a maroonish hoodie.
Okay.
So maybe...
Did you go along with it?
No.
You should have.
It's like, man, I'm not qualified to work here.
What's worse, being mistaken for an employee or mistaking somebody for an employee? Has that ever happened to you? Because not too long ago, I was on a business trip out of town in Atlanta, and I walked up to a guy who looked like he worked there at the hotel, and I'm like, hey, is there any good restaurants nearby? And he's like, I don't know. I'm like, it's a weird answer. Like, you don't know.
Did you say that?
I'm like, oh, you don't work here, do you? No, I thought that.
Oh, okay.
I said, you don't work here, do you? He's like, I do not.
That's the worst.
But like all the bellmen at the hotel had like the same type of hats on, and he had one that was very similar to it. Yeah, like the guys.
Like a bellman hat?
Yeah. I mean, not like it wasn't a normal bellman hat. Like this particular hotel had like, they were just kind of like top hats, but they all had the same hats on.
So this is just random.
This random guy who was standing right by the front door also happened to be wearing one of these top hats, and I'm like, I'm very sorry, sir.
Can you still get me a cab? Thanks.
Yes.
You have to do that walk of shame, like, all right.
Yeah, I'm just going to slowly back on up.
Here. I would say traditionally the people who confuse people who work at places, kind of elitists.
Elitists?
Yeah.
Are you calling me an elitist? Because he was wearing a similar hat.
I'm just saying.
It happens.
You know, you just don't know. He seemed like he worked here.
You've never done that.
No, never. No.
Never.
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 No, I have spatial awareness. Uh-huh. I know what's going on when I'm...
He was standing right by the front door. He had a similar hat. Some good news today as well for this young lad. Kind of good news. His name is Kai Struthers. He's from New Jersey. He's 10 years old. Just bowled himself a perfect game. And this makes him the second youngest person to bowl a perfect game.
Why do we care?
Are you saying you don't care because he... I mean, it's a huge accomplishment. He's 10 years old.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. But if you're not the youngest...
The other kid...
What does it matter?
9 years, 6 months, 19 days.
So by like 6 months...
Yeah, well...
Garbage.
Five and a half months.
This means nothing. Cool. Second youngest.
But, I mean, it's still...
Why is this news?
It's a... He's a 10-year-old kid.
Man.
He's
no, that's
huge
cool.
That's like a 10-year-old kid hitting a hole-in-one. Like, it doesn't happen. Most adults never accomplish this. He's 10.
Is it because
he's
number two?
But he's not the youngest.
Who's the elitist now, you son of a bitch? This is a 10-year-old kid who just bowled a perfect
elitist.
Game.
It's ageist. Get it right.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, good morning, everyone. So I had an interesting experience a couple weekends ago. So I slept until 11 o'clock, and I mean, don't get me wrong, it was good sleep, but I felt like really terrible and guilty about how late it was. I felt like I'd messed the whole day up. So, how late is too late to sleep in for you guys?
Message deleted.
10 o'clock is the cutoff for me.
No such thing on the weekend.
It shouldn't be. But
no
for me, if
thing.
It's like 10 o'clock, 11,
get out of here.
It's getting late.
Like, here's the thing. Like, I mean, I get it. You got a kid. Two kids.
And so there's no sleeping in even if I want to. Like, on the weekends, the whole idea of like, it's the weekend, I'm going to sleep in. Nope, 7 a.m. Punch in the face.
Yeah, I mean, you should.
3-year-old and a 3-month-old.
If you could sleep as long as you wanted to, you shouldn't feel bad.
The wife and I kind of rotate where, I mean, we both get woken up early on the weekends. But, you know, sometimes I'm like, here, I'll grab the girls and take them downstairs so that way she can sleep in a little bit. But generally that only lasts till like 8:30 at best. Yeah.
I have spent almost literal whole days in bed on weekends.
And you don't feel like getting out of bed?
No, man. I'm gonna binge. I'll get out of bed to use the restroom. But if you don't drink water, you cut down on the amount of steps you got to take.
If they had a self-emptying bedpan, would you go for
it? Nah,
okay. That's too much.
That's more work because you would eventually will have to empty it rather than just getting up and walking over. But I've had days on my Fitbit tracker that I've had
3 steps.
Less than 600 steps.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And it would be less if my bathroom was closer.
If they had a thing for parents of young kids where you could sneak away in the middle of the day, like too exhausted for the idea of like having like an illicit relationship or anything like that, but if they had like a place where you could just like go nap.
Like a napping place.
Yeah. You're like, hey, look, I can you leave whoever you are? I just want to sleep in your bed. If they had like an Airbnb by the hour that wasn't creepy, I would totally be into that.
Once your kids are in school full time, then you know that you'll have a nice break. But you know you can continually talk about like wanting to have like 98 kids.
I don't continually talk about wanting to have 98
really?
Kids. The wife's like, let's go, bing 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 bing.
98.
That's the thing. Like you know, every you know, all the space in between starts to add up. You know, because
I take a different stance. I'm like, you know, I'm so happy with our beautiful family of four as it is now. Yeah. I just can't imagine it being any better.
And it's like when you have a good dog and you get then you have the best dog in the world, then you buy another one, and then he's a nightmare. Why are you rolling the dice when you already got the best dog in the world?
Cash out while you're up, man.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Here's your weather report from the Midwest by way of Indianapolis. It's colder than Mahoney's heart.
Message deleted.
Ooh, that is cold.
Yeah, it's freezing.
I was looking at some of the flights that are supposed to be happening around the country today, and it is a just list of like cancel. Like there's so many flights.
My aunt lives in Chicago, and she showed me a picture of just the snow. It's insane.
The snow is one thing. It's the wind chill that will get you there.
Yeah,
they're talking about, you know,
-50,
-60. It's it's brutal, man.
They're really buying there was in Chicago. I saw a news report the other day that there was a group of teenagers driving around in a Mercedes, robbing people of their Canada Goose jackets, which I wasn't familiar with. Like, what's Canada Goose?
Is that a big brand now?
Apparently, I mean, yeah, obviously not really familiar with the new hippest winter wear.
Mahoney still has his starter jacket from back in the day.
Damn straight, pull over.
look out.
Canada Goose is kind of like the 2019 version of North Face.
Okay, got it.
And like, you know, several hundred dollars.
You have to be a real, pardon the pun, cold-hearted son of a bitch to go steal somebody's winter jacket when it's like 60 below zero.
And then they freeze.
Yeah, man, that's terrible.
It was like an old dude. They caught it on video, and I'm like watching this go down. I'm like, hey, man, like at least yell.
Yeah.
Like there, you see an old guy getting robbed of his coat. Like, I mean, I get it. Not everybody is physically built to intervene. But just be like, hey, stop it. Something.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, what up, David Mahoney? But just on Sylvia just being all sensitive to caffeine and stuff. No, my wife, seriously, sensitive to everything as well. Like, she gets drunk off of a margarita as well. And then, like, she has to take children's Tylenol because it affects her so much. Woo-woo.
Message deleted.
No, I'm not that sensitive.
You're pretty sensitive to everything, though. I mean,
I'm drinking coffee again.
You had coffee yesterday, and you were just like, sitting there shaking.
It ruined your whole day.
Yeah.
My fiance is very sensitive to medicine. Like, if she even takes a Sudafed, she has to do it at, like, noon if she wants to go to sleep at, like, 9 o'clock. Because otherwise it will, like, if she tries to take one right before bed, it keeps her up. Like, I could take any medicine. I think my body is just so used to all the garbage that I've done to it. It's just,
that's the same thing. I have to take 6 Viagras, a pre-workout, and a 5-hour energy just to feel alive.
Just to wake up in the morning.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.
Thought this was supposed to happen naturally when I woke up. Nope.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
Mahoney, based on what you were talking about yesterday with the Lady Gaga residency over at the Park Theater with the Jeeves tickets for this weekend being $600+.
Yeah.
I'd say it's a success so far with Lady Gaga.
Sure. I would think so, yeah.
Residencies are kind of the big thing right now. Obviously, all the stuff that happened with Britney Spears where she had to pull out because of family stuff going on. But she was across the street at Planet Hollywood, and now she is being replaced at Planet Hollywood by Christina Aguilera. So Christina Aguilera is going to do a residency. And, you know, I mean, as far as pure performers go, Christina Aguilera...
Much better singer.
Great singer.
Yeah.
But as far as the, I would say, fanatical fan base is... Christina Aguilera.
On either side, you kind of get squeezed if you're Christina Aguilera, right? Because Britney Spears has the more old school fans.
Pure
and then
fans.
For the people that are into the pure performer, you'd go Lady Gaga, right?
I can't even compare the two.
Yeah.
I mean, really, Lady Gaga is in a league of her own. I think the only performer out there who can match her vocally right now is probably Adele. And that's another one that we've been talking about for years here in Las Vegas about possibly doing a residency. But I think she's not one of these. You don't see her in the news.
Adele? Yeah. No, she like actively says she doesn't like touring and everything else, which may work pretty well for her to do a residency.
And they would throw a bazillion dollars at her. But she's the type of person who comes out with an album once every, 8 years?
She could replace Celine Dion at Caesars, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. They seem like they'd go pretty well as far as swapping the two out.
You know, still... In good health herself. You know, she's had issues, obviously, with her family as well, which is why her residency has been put on hold. But I'm not mad at Christina Aguilera coming. I just don't think it's going to be nearly as successful as Britney Spears. Britney Spears, like, if like the Backstreet Boys had their own thing going on right now, it would be like them replacing NSYNC, you know?
I do think that Christina Aguilera will do as well as Gwen Stefani, though.
But not as good as Lady Gaga.
No?
I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, Gwen Stefani, again, I mean, she appeals to a bunch of genres. You get alternative and you get the pop.
Do you really get the alternative people going to see Gwen Stefani at this point?
Yeah, it's the boyfriends and husbands who begrudging, grew up on No Doubt and, Tragic
Kingdom. They're like,
Kingdom.
Fine, we'll go. But May 31st is the opening date for Christina
and
Aguilera.
And Gwen Stefani has the show. She has The Voice.
So does Christina Aguilera, man.
Is she on that show?
Yes. She's on that show.
She was on that show way before Gwen Stefani.
But she's gone now, though.
Yeah.
But still.
They rotate them out. I'm saying currently, present day.
I don't think Gwen Stefani is currently present day on
that. No, that's
Voice.
Kelly Clarkson.
Eh, who cares? That show sucks.
Good point, though.
Whatever.
So a judge has ordered the release of the full lawsuit accusing Purdue Pharma of fueling the opioid crisis. If you're not familiar with Purdue Pharma, there was the makers of OxyContin. And back in 1996, the CEO was talking about how there was going to be a blizzard of prescriptions coming and how they're going to crush the competition and yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. Opioids are a massive problem here in the United States. And so the fact that they're going after big pharma like Purdue Pharma, that's, I think, really good news because they need to be held accountable. And if they're specifically bribing doctors and hospitals and everything else to prescribe and overprescribe these drugs for the sake of profit, that's awful.
Horrendous. And I mean, truly an epidemic that has swept the nation over the last decade and a half. A billionaire being on trial, I'll believe it when he goes to jail.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's one thing, sure, you know, you go to jail, you get a slap on the wrist, here's a fine of, what, a day's profits?
It's like the people that were responsible largely for the financial meltdown in 2008. No one went to jail.
No big wigs.
No one went to jail.
There were a couple small fall guys who nobody can name who did. But like
the bigger names now.
I believe that our country doesn't have the will to put a billionaire behind jail.
Behind jail?
Or in jail. Oh,
okay.
Behind bars in jail.
Okay.
I just don't.
Or even behind jail.
Or like, behind jail. That's actually where they put them.
Behind the jail.
They set them behind the jail and then they just drive off.
Yeah.
Oh, you can go do whatever you want. We just want to drive you and show you what it looked like.
What you could be facing.
That's what we do to billionaires here.
So Kendall Jenner, Bella Hadid, and a bunch of the models that were promoting the Fyre Festival, which I'm sure that you've probably seen the documentaries or at least heard of them by now on Netflix and Hulu that dropped back to back. They're saying that they're going to be subpoenaed. And for those of you not familiar with the story, it was this failed festival. Billy McFarlane and Ja Rule were promoting it, and they hired all these models, and they blew through $26 million, ended up being a total disaster, and nobody got what they paid for. One of the subpoenas requested is for the IMG models. IMG received payments of $1.2 million from McFarlane between November of 2016 and February of 2017. Another subpoena is for Kendall Jenner, who received $250,000 in January of 2017. Jenner didn't indicate whether she was paid for the now deleted post, which promoted the FTC warning about disclosure rules for sponsored social media posts. But that's kind of the time when all of this chatter started, where people are promoting things on social media and not telling people that it was an ad.
Okay, yeah.
And, these models are not going to get in any real trouble for it. But the fact that they're being subpoenaed shows that, you know, there's a pretty serious investigation going
on. Due diligence needs to be done. And if you're dumb enough to buy a ticket to a Ja Rule show, I traditionally would say, that's on you. But we live in a world now where, like, the Federal Trade Commission just does not pay attention to truth in advertising. You used to, you know, there used to at least people would get in trouble if they were lying about what they were advertising, or if you became an endorser for something that, like, you were advertising, yeah, and it turns out to be snake oil. You're held responsible for that, for lying to, yeah, people. We just live in a, it doesn't matter anymore if you lie world. Like, you could say literally whatever you want. Ah, it doesn't matter. They're lying.
No, I don't recall saying,
like,
that.
Like, there needs to be consequences for you lying to the public.
So we hear about this all the time. We never hear about DiGiorno pizza getting recalled, but here we go. Fruit, once again, is contaminated. Peaches, plums, nectarines being recalled across the U.S. over fears of Listeria contamination.
Huh. Wonder, so, you shut down the FDA. Wonder what happens. Relax the rules on being able to irrigate, you know, produce and vegetables and fruits with poop water. I wonder why we're having this problem. Why? Like, I should not be have anything to do with, like, a voice of reason, but just common sense, people.
Don't spray the poop water on the food. That's it.
It is a sad day when Mahoney
should work that way.
Is the voice of reason.
Like, don't pull out a fire hose full of fecal matter.
That's going to be your platform. Mahoney's running for president 2020.
Right. Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I mean, a fire hose full of fecal matter. What kind of?
It's kind of cool, though. Yeah.
Not because
only to be used on your political adversaries.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Everyone else, drain the poop hose.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout? On X107.5.
Morgan is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Morgan? How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Excellent. Tell us about your level of education before you square off with Mahoney in Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
I have a master's degree and a bachelor's degree. Master's degree is in education.
You're screwed, Mahoney.
Are you prepared to give me a massage if you lose?
What?
Are you mad enough, Morgan?
So, Morgan, here's how this works. If you lose today, you have to give Mahoney a massage and your master's degree.
Yeah.
Are those transferable? Can you do that?
I cannot guarantee a happy ending.
I can.
All right, Mahoney, get out of here. All right, here's how this game works today. You guys are going to be asked the same questions. Mahoney is going to a soundproof studio, uh-huh, where he is not able to hear us. And if you get more correct than Mahoney, you are going to be the winner today. There is a total of 6 questions today, which means that there is one pass in there. I would recommend, if you're unsure on one, to use your pass earlier in the game. A lot of people end up sitting on it until it's too late, okay?
Uh-huh. All right.
All right, so here we go. Just get more right than Mahoney. Question number 1. The aardvark is native to which continent?
Australia?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
No. Pass.
Pass, okay, is correct, yeah. Africa is the correct answer there. All right. So here we go. The next 5, you got to answer all 5. Here we go. What country is named for its location on the equator? What country is named for its location on the equator?
Ecuador.
Ecuador is correct. Morgan on the board with 1. Very nice.
All right.
Dijon mustard originated in the city of Dijon, which is located in which country?
France.
France is correct. 2 for 2. Very nice. What is the most abundant element in the Earth's atmosphere? What is the most abundant element in the Earth's atmosphere?
Hydrogen. No. Oxygen.
No.
No.
Nitrogen.
Yeah.
Nitrogen.
You were getting there. You were getting there.
Process all about elements.
All right. 2 out of 3. You're still doing great.
The table.
Still doing great.
Okay.
All right. Where did the sport of curling originate? Looking for a country here. Where did the sport of curling originate?
Hard to believe it's a sport. Canada?
Would have been my guess, too. Canada is incorrect. Right. Scotland. Scotland is the correct answer.
I was surprised.
Really?
Yeah. And finally, Granny Smith is a popular type of which fruit?
Apple.
There you go. All right, 3 out of 5.
That's not bad.
That's solid. It's solid. These are tricky. There's some tricky ones in there. So
I predict Mahoney will be complaining.
He'll complain and say that they're stupid questions?
Yeah, stupid questions.
Yeah, well, he always does that when he doesn't know the answer.
Uh-huh.
He just burst through the door. Look at
that.
Wow.
Look at that confidence.
Walking with some swagger today. Uh-huh. Yeah, all right. So, Mahoney, there is a total of 6 questions, which means there is one pass today.
Why are we adding extra questions to Who Wants to Be, or whatever this game's called?
Jesus.
What?
Normally it's 5.
You get a pass today.
Yeah. Do you not want to pass?
That's how it works when there's 6 questions.
You said there were 6 questions.
There's 6 questions, which means that there's a pass.
Say there's 5 questions and a pass.
That would mean that there's 6 questions.
No, you dummy. When you say there's 6 questions and a pass, it alludes that there's already 6 total questions
today.
Plus a pass.
When he feels threatened, he gets a little cagey.
Get out of here.
Question number 1. The aardvark is native to which continent?
North America.
No.
Europe?
Africa.
Really?
Africa, yeah. Yep.
I feel like I've seen some aardvarks here in America.
Have you? No, that was my ex-girlfriend.
I drink a lot. Is that a nose? I hope so.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait, I was thinking of an anteater. Same difference.
All right, question number 2. What country is named for its location on the equator?
Ecuador.
Ecuador is correct.
Damn it, I should have passed that one.
Dijon mustard originated in the city of Dijon, which is located in what country?
France.
There you go. Don't be so smug. Everyone knew that one.
Yeah, everyone knew.
What is the most abundant element in the Earth's atmosphere?
Nitrogen.
Nitrogen is correct. Where did the sport of curling originate? Looking for a country here.
Yeah.
Pass. I would say Canada or some other icy country.
Yeah. I would have said Canada as well. Yeah, Scotland is actually the correct answer there.
It is.
Really?
Scotland
Yep.
I thought it was Canada.
Yep.
Where?
Yeah, Scotland. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, final question. Here we go. Granny Smith is a popular type of which fruit?
An apple.
It's an apple, is right.
Yeah. Dumbass questions.
See?
Dumbass
what did
questions.
I say? What did I
You're
say?
Correct. Yeah.
Yep.
These dumbass questions, Morgan?
I didn't think so. Just harder than I expected.
Thanks, man.
Mahoney, you got 4 correct. Morgan got 3 correct. Mahoney, unfortunately, that means that you win.
Like I said, I knew this would end up with a happy ending. Use that master degree, Morgan!
107.5 with right. Dave and Mahoney.
It's top stories! Here's what's making news.
So there has been a whole lot of talk about Roger Stone recently, and he's, you know, advisor to the president, has been a longtime friend of his, and because of the whole indictment thing, regardless, we're not going to get all political with this. It's just now, because of the indictment, everyone's starting to dig into who this guy is and his past, and it turns out that he has had he's had a robust sex life, I guess, is what they're saying.
He is freaky.
Him and his wife. He's 66 years old, by the way. Him and his wife were regulars at a notorious private sex club called Capital Couples in Washington, D.C. during the mid-1990s. The club often was home to a bunch of people going at it at once, and there was, I guess, certain acts that would take place even on the dance floor, in the back rooms, even the bar. It was that was just one of the details that they came up with. Also, that he would look for couples and or extremely fit males to join them. And then sometimes he would just watch him and his wife with the extremely fit males. So,
I don't care.
I don't care about any of that. How about you just don't ruin the country? One of those two.
An ad paid for using his credit card read, "Hot insatiable lady and her handsome bodybuilder husband, experienced swingers seek similar couples or exceptionally muscular well-endowed single men. Yeah. And then there was erotic photos showing Stone naked from the waist up and her in her thigh-high stockings. So, super.
I mean, you do you. Just stay out of politics. Yeah. That's, you know, like I said, what you do in your bedroom, I don't care. I could care less about. You're not, if it's all consenting adults,
have fun. Just don't screw me.
Enjoy that buffet. Yeah. Don't screw the country. How about that?
So I don't like this. I get that there's policies in place. I understand. But a California Best Buy security guard was seen on surveillance video chasing a burglary suspect and tackling him to the ground. And as a result, he has been let go because of the company's safety policy. A 35-year-old by the name of Timothy Trujillo of Reno was arrested outside the Best Buy in Roseville, California on January 11th on a felony warrant for multiple burglaries. Oof. The sheriff's special operations team tracked Trujillo down at the Best Buy parking lot and tried to apprehend him. According to the statement, the wanted man punched one of the detectives and tried to flee but was caught after a short foot pursuit and handcuffed. What the press release failed to mention was that the security guard working at the electronics store ran after Trujillo, and he was the one that took him down. So this guy, confronted by police officers, punches one of the cops in the face and takes off, and the security guard, total badass, army vet, chases him down and tackles him, and then the cops come over and they arrest him.
So what was the security guard supposed to do?
Well, I guess he was supposed to stand there and give him a dirty look.
Heck,
but I mean, a really dirty look.
The corporate policy is to not attacker.
Best Buy's policy bars employees from pursuing people suspected of crimes and sensed that he would get into trouble. 2 weeks later, he got a call from the manager telling him he was being let go.
So there's some good news in this story that I predict will happen. The guy's a vet, obviously fast on his feet, helping out law enforcement. He's going to get a real security job after this. Somebody is going to pay him much more than what he is making because, I mean, the story like this makes national news. I get the policy. It's a dumb policy. Why are you hiring a vet to do a job that you don't want him to do? Really?
There are some people that deserve to be tackled in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I get that you have that policy in place because you don't want to get sued if you're Best Buy. But if you steal from a store and or punch a police officer in the face while in said store, I would think that a jury and or a judge would probably go, you know what? I'm gonna side with Best Buy.
You think there's a way to tweak the policy?
That's above my pay grade.
No, yeah, that's too much. But I think things will turn out well for this this young vet, for sure.
So
I did see a tweet yesterday.
Yeah,
which I feel like anybody who's ever worked in customer service, it was a tweet about that. It says, for those of you working in customer service, I think that there needs to be a law that we're allowed to fight one customer
per day.
I feel like that would change the game when it comes to customer service.
You just hit a button and then all of a sudden a couple of pairs of boxing gloves show up and a ring comes out of the ground.
And you're ready.
Because there's nothing worse than when you see somebody who is just berating somebody who's just trying to earn a living, take care of their family, and you with your dumb mom haircut is chewing them out because you paid 2 cents too much for Tic Tacs.
And finally, a young boy called 911, not because he needed emergency services, or maybe he thought he did. Yeah. He needed some help with his homework. And the person that...
obviously an emergency, Dave.
Clearly an emergency.
Yeah.
The 911 operator is being credited for his patience.
She's very, I would say, one of the nicest 911 operators we've ever heard.
911.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I had a really bad day and I don't know.
You had a bad day at school?
Yeah. I just came to tell you that.
Yeah, what happened at school that made you have a bad day?
I just have tons of homework.
Oh, okay. What subjects do you have homework in?
Math, and it's so hard.
Okay. So what are you learning in math? What's so difficult?
Fractions.
Oh, okay. You're bad at fractions?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a problem you want me to help you with?
Yeah. What's 3 by 4? Plus 1 by 4.
So if you do 3 over 4 and then do plus 1 over 4, so then 4 over 4 is what?
1?
Yeah, good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Was that your only problem?
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry for calling you, but no, I really need help.
You're fine. We're always here to help.
I mean, that's really sweet. Isn't that nice?
Like I heard that last night, and I was like, oh, man, that's...
Meanwhile, and also, some guy's like, Kathy, the house is burning down, but they won't answer the phone. 911's not answering.
Sorry. Fractions.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Jim the Birdman's Tales from the Bird's Nest.
Jim the Birdman has long been one of our favorites here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, and we've caught him in an interesting time in his life. He seems more settled maybe than he has been before, and you know, he's got his place downtown, mm-hmm. and he's got his flock of pigeons that follow him around.
Yeah.
But he's back on the sauce.
He is.
Yeah. And
but we don't hold that against him at
no,
all, though.
No.
We don't judge here on the Dave Mahoney Morning
He wasn't, show. He didn't seem judgy about people who drank, though.
No, absolutely not.
He was just taking a hiatus from drinking, which we all do from time to time. Yeah. You have a really bad bender and you go, you know what,
I'm
going to be a minute before I do that again.
I'm going to dry it out a little bit.
Yeah. So that was probably the case for the last 30-something years of Jim's life. And, you know.
Wait, he was sober for 30 years?
No, I'm just saying. Oh. He probably partied a fair amount back in the day. So yeah, Jim is back on the sauce, but I stopped over there and I got to ask him some questions that listeners constantly ask me about Jim the Birdman, because he is quite the enigma. Everybody wonders about his personality and everything. I had one question about particular pigeons that Jim might not like.
Mm.
And he has an answer for that, and also a wonderful send-off at the end of this interview. Aww. Also. I hope you all take it to heart what he says.
We love the Reddit Ask Me Anythings, you know, and this is our very own version, but with Jim the Birdman.
Yeah. Yes.
Have you ever encountered a pigeon you did not like?
The absolute worst is theirs too. I can't go so far as to say I did not like them. I think the worst I could say is they were mildly annoying. There was two that we had out there that we saved that had been poisoned. A great big chubby purple one, and his name was Snapper. And the reason I call him Snapper is because he would sit right up here and go peck, 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 peck on my neck all day. And I would just, sometimes I'd go on, go do something else for a little while. And you know what he did? He'd go over here and he'd come right back, then he'd go sit on this shoulder. People say, why does he do that? And I tell him, okay, look, here it is. He sees me eating peanuts. He probably thinks all the peanuts are in my neck. He thinks if he could make a hole in the pea in my neck, he could reach in there and get them without waiting for me to give them to him. But I said, that's not how it works. You're going to have to explain to all your buddies why you killed the man that brings the food every day. So we had one more out here in the front yard, and he had the same habit. And I call him Jackhammer because he's doing the same. But I could not say I didn't like them. They were just mildly annoying. That's about it.
One more question. Andrew is wondering if he can borrow
$20. I'll tell you what. If he'll pay me back the $20 I borrowed from him, I'll be happy to loan it to him.
There you have it. Well, Jim, thank you very much, sir.
Hey, listen, man, it's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure. What can I say? Oh, next time you see a pigeon, stop the hate.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Hey, man, sometimes you're just hungry. You got to figure out how to satisfy that need. A home invasion happened in the Detroit area. The suspect entered a woman's home. Her name is Lauren Lee. At about 2:30 a.m. on January 22nd, the family dog started barking. The suspect grabbed the keys to their Ford Explorer, ran out of the house, was chased by her husband. About 5 hours later, though, this is where it gets interesting.
Uh-huh.
The car reappeared.
What?
Somebody parked the Ford Explorer across the street from her house at 7:30 a.m., leaving the key and some evidence inside. Security footage revealed that the man that stole the car went to a local McDonald's, got a breakfast burrito, and then returned the vehicle.
Oh.
Police say the investigation is still ongoing.
Did he fill up the tank?
It does not say, but I'm gonna guess no.
Or is this a viral marketing ad for McDonald's?
Ooh.
I like tried one of their breakfast burritos. Did you even know
they're so good?
They had?
You got to steal a car.
Yeah.
Did you even know they had breakfast burritos until now?
No, I did not.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Florida man with three first names, always a good sign. Bruce John Homer, 61, was trying to prove that an intersection near his house was dangerous.
Okay.
And so, what did he do?
Did he write a letter to the county council?
No.
Did
he talk to someone?
Put some signs up?
Did
he get a petition signed by neighbors?
No, he intentionally caused an accident at the intersection to prove to the cops how dangerous it was.
Oh, so
yeah.
it was so dangerous that he intentionally, there wasn't an accident there that just so happened to happen.
Yeah, he put someone else's life in danger.
He rammed an SUV with his truck and then got out of his truck and walked over and said, "You ran the stop sign. This is the 10th accident at this intersection, and they won't do anything until somebody dies." Deputies say that Homer took credit for the crash when they showed up. And it may not have been the first. Homer told investigators that him and his wife almost crashed at the same intersection a couple of weeks ago. And, quote, "I ran some guy off the road after I saw him blow through the intersection."
Ooh.
He has been charged with 2 counts of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and 1 count of reckless driving.
Not shocked from a man whose name is BJ Homer.
Let's stick with Florida. Responding to a house fire last week, police and firefighters in Niceville, Florida, encountered an odd sight. Is anywhere that's called Niceville actually nice?
No.
I'm going to guess no.
No. Not a chance.
Firefighters got to the house about 5:30 p.m. They could see smoke billowing out from inside. A naked man opened the front door, and he just said, "I'm sorry," and closed the door. Cops arrived shortly after to help. The man came to the door again, once again naked, left it open, but went back into the house. Police say the man showed no signs of understanding how much danger he was in. There were several things on fire inside of the house, including some towels. An officer detained the man and removed him from the house for his own safety. The man admitted to drinking 2 liters of vodka and smoking weed starting at 9 a.m. The man then allegedly tried to bake some cookies on a George Foreman grill, which he left unattended. The grill and the cookies caught fire, so he put some dry towels on top of the grill. Those also caught fire.
I hear that's a good way to put out fires.
Yeah. Like that's exactly what you
should do. The driest of the dry towels.
Brittle, if you will. Yes.
Brittle.
Ones that stand up on their own.
On their own. What's causing that towel to do that, sir? Don't worry about it.
Why are you also naked and baking cookies?
Everything up to that point was going so well, too.
He was living his best life.
Yep.
Just naked as a jaybird. Two liters of vodka.
Some
and he
weed.
Was about to have some sweet cookies on a George Foreman.
Hell yeah.
Can you do that?
So I know it's still very early in the year here, but we have a strong contender for Mom of the Year.
Oh.
A new mom, 32 years old, has been charged with running a meth ring out of the very same vehicle that she delivered her baby just a couple of weeks ago. A North Carolina woman has been charged with running a meth trafficking operation from the same car where she delivered her son, named Adam Bomb, just 3 weeks ago.
Oh, lovely.
Jessica Killian, 32, was arrested at an Econo Lodge last Tuesday over the alleged meth delivery business.
Wait, you're telling me that there's meth involved with an Econo Lodge, Dave?
Hard to believe.
What's this world coming to?
Police say that she was caught with 36 grams of meth that she had allegedly planned to sell and deliver. The trafficking operation was ran out of her 2011 Chevy Cruze. It's the same car where her and her, where she gave birth to her son on New Year's Day en route to the hospital. Her and her boyfriend, whose name is Randy Sane, named the baby Adam Bomb because, quote, "he really did come out like a bomb."
That is the worst.
Yeah, so.
Well, you're combining your health care and your private business together in one mobile location. That is the American dream.
Yeah, I mean,
sure.
I can't think of anything better than hopping around from Econo Lodge to Econo Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
Having an upscale delivery business in my 2011 Chevy Cruze.
That's right.
It's kick ass.
I mean, also, I mean, you probably could be delivering babies as you go as well.
Yeah, might as well.
Need some meth or a baby, I got you.
Right here, one-stop shop.
And finally, I don't know if this is the first time that the Redneck Report has ever taken us over to Russia,
but this is the first.
There was a young lady who entered a bank in Russia, in Kazan, Russia. She tried to convince the bank manager to approve the loan by doing what everyone does. Get nude in front of him.
Mm. Oh.
Her name is Yulia Kuzmina. She is in her mid-20s. She went to the bank in Western Russia to secure a loan for a new car, filled out the necessary forms, but her application unfortunately was denied because the bank determined she was an unreliable borrower. After pleading with the loan manager, she decided it was a good idea to start stripping off her clothes. In the video, and yes, there's video, that Ian finds oh so tantalizing.
Yes, I do.
She stands up and starts stripping right in front of him.
Please leave me alone.
I don't have ruples, but I have boobies. The loan manager is a young male, so you'd think if anyone was susceptible to being like, you know, we could talk about it.
Yeah.
No, her application was still denied. She had taken off her skirt and her top entirely, so she's basically pretty much entirely naked standing in this bank. And he just stands up, walks over, and hands her a coat. He's like, put your clothes on.
You like rubber stamp it. Denied.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, why is Shaggy blowing up my social media feeds?
Message deleted.
So he's not talking about Shaggy the singer, the It Wasn't Me guy. Yeah. He's talking about Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. And it's because there's a bunch of people that are trying to get Shaggy to be a DLC in Mortal Kombat 11. Have you seen this? So they put this thing on change.org and they're trying to get him to be a character.
Okay.
Like zombie Shaggy.
That seems
in Mortal Kombat.
Random, though.
It does. The whole thing with change.org is that you have to get 150,000 signatures.
Okay. Yeah.
As it sits right now, 148,879. So it's going to get there, but it doesn't really matter if it gets 150,000.
Yeah, the change.org really is pointless.
Big waste of time. Yeah.
It's like, hey, dummies, we'll look at something. Somebody will look at something if it gets a certain amount of signatures. Nothing really happens.
It validates that it should be considered, which doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't change anything.
And that's traditionally for politics?
Yeah.
I don't understand. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just off. Why would Shaggy and why should he be in a fighting game?
It seems like a whole lot of copyright laws to try to dodge, you know.
You know what? Yeah.
Consider for a bunch of people signing some meaningless petition online. Yeah. So good luck to you.
That's why Shaggy's been inundating our social media feed.
Yep.
That makes sense now because I've seen that all over Facebook.
That's why. Huh. Mm-hmm.
I saw some video of Matthew Lillard the other day. Did you guys see that? He was talking to a little kid and who was crying, and then he like did the Shaggy voice, and it like made her like really really happy.
Aww.
I was like, oh, that's really sweet.
Matthew Lillard, the guy that just never could,
never,
you know, like just he was always like on the cusp of being a celebrity. Like he got blasted past by Dax Shepard, you know.
Yeah,
Matthew Lillard had some big roles.
Sure,
he was always just almost like Freddie Prinze Jr.'s sidekick.
Yeah. Or Skeet Ulrich's sidekick.
He could have been the Dax Shepard.
Could have been.
He could have been.
In fact, he would be a better version of Dax Shepard.
I don't know. I don't like Dax Shepard in anything, but I think he's like a decent dude.
He seems like a douche.
Really?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
Him and his wife, because his wife is so likable. It makes me like her less because she's married to Dax Shepard.
But wouldn't you think if she's so likable that she would have a good judge of character, though?
In every other circumstance except for her spouse and her baby daddy, yes.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I disagree.
Ian, you punk bitches, be a man, get a massage by a woman, and deal with it. Take it like a champ.
Message deleted.
Why don't you be a man and get a massage by a man?
That
makes the same sense as what he's suggesting.
Yeah, I agree.
No, he's saying that you two obviously don't appreciate the finer sex. You think that women are too weak to be able to perform the task of giving you an appropriate massage.
We have good grip.
That's a very strong grip.
Speak for yourself.
Very strong grip.
When Sylvia gets mad, she'll crush a coffee mug in her hand and then
cracks
eat the glass.
Cracks walnuts with her hand, bare hands.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's not what I'm looking for.
Sure.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning, Dave and Mahoney. So I'm 31, going to be 32 next month. Should I throw myself a birthday party or should I wait and see if anybody wants to throw one for me? So my birthday's a month out and no one has said like anything about throwing a party for me, but I like parties. And I also like when people buy me stuff and mostly booze. I like it when I get booze bought for me. So is it weird if I throw my own party?
Message deleted.
Yes, it's weird if you throw your own party. If you have a house or something, you should do like a stock the bar party where everyone comes over with booze.
You're 31. You're old enough to buy your own booze.
Well, that and like...
Also...
He said he likes it when people buy him stuff.
Well, 32, like... It's not like the 30 or 40, like you're entering a new decade.
No one cares about 30.
Here's what you have to do if you want a birthday party thrown for you at the age of 31 for whatever reason, because you have to have attention. You have to throw parties for other people, plain and simple, so they feel obligated. The only way that happens is if they feel an obligation to do that for you because you've done that for them.
That's the only way that occurs naturally. I am a big proponent. Like, I don't want to do anything on my birthday. If anything, like, even maybe a milestone, like, you're turning 40 this year, Dave. I'm turning 40 in a couple of years. Even then, like, we're not going to throw a party for you, I don't think. Or if your wife is, I'll be busy.
What the hell?
Oh, no, you'll be busy. Dave.
No, we're actually going to go out of the country, and you have already told me that you're not coming.
I've got another.
Other stuff. I mean, it's like 6 months away, but yeah, you're busy. You're tied up.
Don't be mad that I put my plans first.
No, it's fine.
That's fine.
It's busy.
You knew
that's
his what birthday.
You knew what. You know my birthday. Still,
that's what I did.
You intentionally booked it.
It's not the trip's not over your birthday. I'm in town during your birthday.
It's like 2 weeks after my birthday.
It's a month after.
It is not a month. We're leaving on the 12th.
KXTE-FM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. And Real Alternative, X107.5.
Like, you just got to be a giant tool to just really want a party thrown for you.
Oh, really? You're over here going to accuse somebody of being a tool because they want attention?
Yes.
When all you do is scream and say stupid stuff on the
all
radio
I want
for
is
four
money
hours a day.
And anonymity. That's what I want. Big difference.
Money and anonymity.
Anonymity. That's my Amway offshoot. That's how we make money.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So we were talking about those people that got stuck in an elevator when they were trying to go to a nightclub, and they were in there for like 3-4 hours before they got out, which is kind of a buzzkill, right?
Yeah.
Well, this even more of a buzzkill. A woman gets stuck inside of a elevator for 3 days at a townhouse in Manhattan.
How?
Three days.
What happened?
She was rescued Monday after being trapped in the elevator for the full 3 days. Uh-huh. She was stuck in the elevator of a townhouse, which is a really nice part of town in Manhattan, East 65th Street near Madison Avenue. The Associated Press reports the townhouse is being owned, as it's currently owned by a billionaire investment banker from Arkansas. Firefighters rescued the woman who worked for the family of the banker as a housekeeping employee Monday at 10:10 a.m. after receiving a 911 call.
Firefighters
freed the woman after forcing open the entry into the elevator. Emergency transmissions indicate that she had been trapped there since Friday. They couldn't confirm exactly when she got stuck, but it did say that she was there over the weekend. 53-year-old woman in stable condition, thankfully.
This is better than being stuck in an elevator with multiple people, though.
I mean, if you want to look at the bright side.
Yeah, getting stuck in an elevator, horrible.
It's horrible, but I mean,
nightmare. But it's better that, like, especially if you're going like days on end, it's better that you're alone because you can pick a corner. You can use that corner for what needs to be done over the course of 3 days.
That was a question of mine.
Mm-hmm. They found the poo poo in there.
Oh no! Yeah. Do they like lower food down to her?
No, I think at that point you just get her out once you know that she's in there.
But she's in there for 3 days.
Well,
yeah, you get her out first.
They didn't know that she was in there. That's why she was in there for 3 days. Here's some of the neighbors talk about it.
I'm glad she's alive. That's all I can say.
Oh, my God. I feel so terrible for her.
Well, I think it's incredible that she's fine. I mean, it's a terrible thing. But there should be some kind of safety precaution if you live in a townhouse, a number to call or someone to be checking on her.
Why is it that you can just tell by hearing someone's voice if they have a boatload of money or not?
Yeah.
Why is that? Like, how do you get that affect on your voice?
How about this one? This individual says they feel no sympathy for the woman that was trapped in the elevator for 3 days.
Human can last well over 72 hours with food and 72 hours without water and 7 days without food. So what she went through isn't anywhere close to the limits of human endurance, but it's just beyond what we're used to because we've become so civilized we've lost touch with our true strength.
Shut up.
Who is that? Was that like, it sounded like an official police spokesman.
Yeah, no, she's fine. Easy. 72
totally
hours.
Within the parameters of a human capability. Dude, I hope you get your ass locked in an elevator for 3 days with no food and you got to poop in there.
So a mom accidentally donated her son's mug to Goodwill. This particular mug had $6,500 hidden inside of it. Oof. Oh, boy. This woman from Georgia tossed a yellow travel mug into a box of old items that was set aside for Goodwill. Little did she know the vintage Mickey Mouse tumbler was actually holding $6,500 hidden away by her son. The 27-year-old recently stashed a bundle of cash he made selling his car in the old mug before he had a chance to take it to the bank. When he visited his mom's house Thursday evening to pick up the coffee tumbler, she told him that she donated it. He said that She now feels like the worst mom in the world, and she told a local media outlet, I mean, I feel terrible. After staff at the Goodwill told them that they'd sold the mug without checking its contents, the Georgia mom turned to social media for help. She shared an image of a similar travel mug along with a promise to compensate whoever purchased the Goodwill mug. If the compensation is not $6,400, you ain't getting that mug back, lady. Sorry.
I feel like, don't you feel like this is kind of a scam?
Do you?
Yeah, I feel like this is like
they would set up a GoFundMe
looking
or something.
For like a, I mean, after that, the homeless vet that everybody got scammed by, you know, a couple years ago, the guy wasn't really even a vet and wasn't even really homeless. Type.
That wasn't
of,
even a couple years ago. That was a couple months ago. Right?
Yeah.
But also, I don't like. I feel bad for her, but as the son, what are you doing hiding the money in there?
We're hiding it in a mug that at your mom's house. Like what? Yeah, it seems a little fishy.
ATM, if this was a story from 30 years ago, cool, but every ATM...
You can now deposit cash directly into it. Yeah. Yes. You don't have to wait for the bank to open.
That's not... And they take up to 40 bills. That's two deposits. Takes you 5 minutes.
Oh, rich-ass Mahoney over here knowing how many bills they'll take. Oh, rats, I have more than 40 bills. I guess I'll have to do two deposits.
My side hustle gets me a lot of singles.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Nobody wants to pay for that. Sadly.
Your side hustle is going to strip clubs and paying strippers.
Oh, God.
Pay me back.
Yeah, they're like, we don't want your money, loser. Stop looking at us.
Dave and Mahoney.
Have you ever taken one for the team? So I was watching that Fyre Festival documentary that they had on Netflix, and there was one of the event organizers. His name is Andy King, and he was talking about taking one for the team.
Okay.
This won't go that far, I'm sure, but... Billy called and said, Andy, we need you to take one big thing for the team. We need you to go down. Will you to fix this water problem? I drank some mouthwash, got into my car to drive across the island to take one for the team. And I got to his office fully prepared to his.
Wow.
So that would be probably the most extreme example that you could imagine.
What?
But there's a lot of other circumstances in your life where you've probably run into your buddy is about to get in big trouble for something, or your significant other is really about to catch some heat for doing something. And you can remain anonymous if you want. But curious how you have taken one for the team in the past. Going to our Facebook page here, facebook.com/Dave Mahoney. Crosby said Buddy was having his wedding and I was looking forward to it. His best man got tasked with the weekend duty and ended up totally dropping the ball. So I ended up having to pick it up. But the good news is I didn't have to attend the wedding. So his buddy, who was supposed to be the best man handling everything, was totally blowing it. He stepped in, took care of all of the best man duties, but then didn't have to go to the
wedding. Are there best man duties?
Yeah. Well,
I've been a best man twice. I haven't done none.
Yeah, that's because you're a terrible friend.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, you're supposed to.
I was there.
Like, do like the bachelor
you're supposed to plan
party.
The bachelor party.
Nah, man. That's on you.
Well, okay.
Brian said, me and a group of friends were playing baseball. My buddy hit a homer and hit the street, and then it bounced off the ground right through a large glass window.
Oof.
I took the blame for it. Homeowner, though, is pretty cool. Actually, more impressed with the distance of the ball that traveled than he was mad about the broken window.
Pretty cool.
Charlene, my brothers were messing around when we were kids. We were playing police academy, and one of them ended up in handcuffs. Well, that one was the cop, shoved the other one against the wall. The one in the handcuffs, his shoulder went into the wall and left a big hole. They decided to tell our father that one had tripped and fell into the wall, causing the hole, and they begged me to go along with it. And so I did. Needless to say, we all got our asses beat for lying.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I thought police academy would just be like making weird noises, right?
The Bobcat Goldthwait?
No, no, it's the other guy. Whatever.
Oh, was it?
Winslow?
Yeah, Michael Winslow.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, if you were taking one for the team, 702-791-1075.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Have you ever taken one for the team? Jody is joining us on today's Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, man?
How are we doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, I was probably about 8 years old, hanging out with my brother and one of our friends growing up in Florida. My brother was 10. Our friend was probably 11 or 12. We had, right next door to our house, was about an acre or so of... woods and brush, palmettos, pine trees.
Oh boy.
With a walking trail through there. So we'd go screwing around, of course, in the woods and playing with fire, little fire. And
turned into a really big fire. We thought we had put it out, but it basically burned about 3/4 of an acre. Fire department, everybody was called in. And I had to take the blame because I was the youngest.
Because you were the youngest? They just threatened you? They said, you're taking the fall for this?
Yeah, well, they pretty much just both said that it was me. So I really didn't have any choice.
What consequences did you have to face?
Just my parents. Luckily, it was a really small town. We knew everybody. Our neighbor behind us actually was on the fire department. So he helped out with that. So it was nothing major, just a little punishment from my parents.
But in the small town, were you known as the kid who will just set stuff on fire from here on out? Because they love to gossip.
Did you have a nickname?
Yeah. There were other incidents after that that I was involved with as well.
Other fire-related incidents?
Similar. There was a pipe bomb incident later.
Jody!
That was not me either. That was a friend of mine who is in prison in Florida at this moment.
Kick ass.
Okay.
Yeah. You gotta get some better friends, man.
Yeah, man.
I know. My parents finally figured out, my brother finally admitted to it probably about 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, really?
42 now. My brother finally admitted to it to my parents.
He can't do anything. He's all grown up.
No, it's a little late now.
So. Yeah. A little late.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. I appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. Are you going, Mahoney?
Yeah, so for me, not nearly as dramatic, but certainly as embarrassing as what we just heard from Jody right there. For me, we were at, we go out of town. We go to, we travel a lot and I'm staying in hotels. And sometimes
you're filthy rich, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So staying, much money.
Disgusting. Staying rich. At a Hilton Garden Inn.
Oof.
Yeah. The pinnacle of luxury. Yeah. So we were staying at one of these, my fiance and I, and she took care of some business.
Oh,
and
no. You're going to tell this story on the radio about how she blew up the bathroom?
And the toilet, that wasn't a great toilet, which I think here's what the problem was.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And so,
not a 5-star toilet.
Not a 5-star toilet, certainly. And
more like a 2-star toilet, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. And it would not flush all the way. So we were staying there for 3 nights, and this was literally the first night that we got there.
So this was not like, we'll just leave it as we're checking out sort of thing.
Just deal with it. So had to call down to the front desk, and the maintenance crew comes up at 11:30 at night. And
if you're working the graveyard shift cleaning other strangers' poo out of toilets, was he a personable guy? Was he nice?
I just slipped him some money, and that was
sorry. Okay. But you took the blame for it.
Like that was to save her from having a fall on that sword.
That's very cool. Sweet.
And it's even sweeter that you told this story on the radio.
Yeah, she's at work. Yeah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Things happen, man. It's nature.
Yeah.
It's the toilet's fault.
It's not that she took such a massive dump. Toilet's fault.
How dare you? How dare you, sir?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Have you ever taken one for the team? Marissa on our Facebook page said, I'm the best wingman ever. And then she tagged her friend Latasha on there, which I assume that means that that Marissa sleeps with all the ugly dudes.
Jumps on a hand grenade or two for.
Yeah, it happens.
Or, you distract the friends who are trying to block what's going down.
Yeah, because guys know this all too well. And Sylvie, tell me if it's the same thing with girls. There's like the hawk friend, right? So
the
guy's interested in this girl, and he knows, like, okay, things are going pretty well with her. And then all of a sudden, you look over, and there's that friend who's just like arms crossed, like, this is not happening.
Well, they're keeping an eye,
on
the situation. Like, let's see where this is going.
The hawk block.
Yeah.
Block. Like, I get it, but don't make your friend's night ruined. Because
right. If she wants to get it on, let her get it on.
Well, no, but I think
if your friends are like out of their mind drunk or drunk, whatever.
That's what they're keeping an eye out.
Not always.
Well, then that's being a jerk.
It's because they're unhappy and they don't want somebody else to have a good time.
Then that's being
like
douchey.
It's like their stupid moral compass. They think that it has to apply to everyone else. Yeah. It's just so dumb and antiquated.
This one came to us on Instagram at Dave Mahoney on Instagram as well. Just recently, my sister started dating this guy from New Jersey. My wife and I were FaceTiming with them one day, and this new guy who was drunk as hell said, "We're going to be family soon." Brittany then called him, Brittany is his wife, New Jersey trash, and it got back to my sister, and she was upset. However, instead of letting my wife take the blame, I said I was the one that said it. Since, family and friends of ours from Jersey have called me to talk to me about my opinion of people from Jersey. They're trying to talk you off.
If you feel like you have to defend other people from the place that you're from, you're probably doing it wrong, right?
Yeah.
You know,
like, are you really going to convince anyone that Sheboygan is a lovely place by getting on the horn with them?
You could crap all over my hometown. There's good people and there's bad people. I don't think it was so much that they were from New Jersey. It was just the fact that they were drunk and trashy.
Danny said, me and my buddy were at my buddy's house hanging out while his parents were out of town, and me and buddy number one thought it would be a good idea to roll a bowling ball down the stairs. We pushed the ball and it rolled down the stairs, and we were just laughing away, and then the ball made it all the way to the bottom, and it didn't stop. It rolled and smashed a hole in the wall. We quickly ran down the stairs and sat in front of the hole while buddy number two, who is the owner of the house, came out of his room asking what the hell that sound was. We said, oh, we just tripped and fell and hit our head on the wall. He called BS and said, then why are you sitting next to a bowling ball? And so we stood up and he said, why is the hole in the wall the same size as that bowling ball? So tried to take one for the team. Didn't really work.
And wouldn't somebody be unconscious if they hit their head in the wall?
Maybe. Right? Maybe. Or the human body is resilient, according to things we've heard today.
Godsmack concert 19 years ago. Hottie best friend got invited to go backstage to party. I went with her. There's also a friend that came along. I got a drumstick signed by Godsmack and pictures, plus Pantera was there that night. And then she took one for the team that night. My guy actually turned out to be super sweet. He tried to get things frisky and would not have happened for the friend that wanted to be backstage had my other buddy not slept with
the roadie. What did you think was going to happen if you went backstage at a Godsmack concert?
Yeah, freaky stuff.
He's not the one that's so far away.
Yeah, that's right.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Hear my microphone?
Cover your ears.
Adam is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. How you doing, Adam?
Not bad, yourself?
Good. So you've heard this game before?
I have.
All right. So it's cover songs that Ian has found online. They're all popular alternative songs. You're trying to get the artist and the song to get a full point. If you get 3 out of 5, you're going to be our winner today. They don't sound exactly like the original, as you would expect with a lot of cover songs.
There's some artistic interpretation going on here,
yes.
Dave.
Unique. Yes. Definitely intentional artistic interpretation, right?
Yeah. It's not some bullcrap Weezer, hey, we're going to do the songs just like they sound, cover album. Not that.
This is, some liberties have been taken. So again, got 5 for you. Best of luck. I'm going to play each song for 30 seconds, and then at the end of the 30 seconds, you'll make your guess. Here we go. Song number one, and cover your ears. We'll call it right there. Any guesses?
Oh, man. I'm trying to remember their name. He was married to Gwen Stefani, wasn't he?
That's a no. That's
oh, no, you're done.
That one's not for you. That was not Bush. Bush is who you're thinking of.
Yeah.
That was Alice in Chains, Man in the Box.
I didn't hate the guy who was doing the Jerry Cantrell part.
Yeah, I mean, like, there was parts of that where you're like, not terrible.
It could work.
But the guy doing Lane was...
Not so good. It's okay. That we'll just chalk that one up as it never happened.
Yeah,
okay?
It's all right. You know,
we're
going to
forget about it.
Yeah, I could barely hear that one, too.
It's kind of noisy, as you'd imagine. Sometimes the sound quality is not ideal on some of these as well. But here we go on to number two, looking for the artist and the song once again for a full point. Alrighty, that's 30 seconds. I had most of the chords right. the timing was way off.
Maybe like when he was like, you know, using his fingers.
The singing was special. I mean, look, there's a lot going on there. If you're playing guitar and singing, I get it. All right, Adam, over to you. Any guesses?
I have nothing. I couldn't even hear his word or like what he's saying.
He did say she talks to angels.
She talks to angels. I don't know, Hender?
No.
Well, we'll give you a half point because you said she talks to angels, which is the name of the song. It's Black Crows, Black Crows.
Black Crows, okay.
It's all right. It's okay. It's all right. Here we go. Still alive. Here we go. On to number three.
Started out with a kiss, hold you dear and up like this. It was only a kiss, it was only a kiss. Now I'm falling asleep, and she's calling a cab while he's having a smoke, and she's taking the drink. Now they're going to bed, and my stomach is sick, and it's all in my head. But she's touching his chest now. He took off her dress now. Let me go.
Yes, all right.
Yeah.
Any guesses there?
Jimmy World.
No. That's wrong.
They're
I know.
That's wrong.
They're from here.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Blink-182.
No.
Oh, buddy.
So, yeah, let's just, man, it's okay. This game's not cut out for you. This game's not cut out for you.
No, they're from Las Vegas, you see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still nothing.
Oh, it's Panic at the Disco?
No. Oh, man. It was the
Killers. That was Mr. Brightside.
Oh, Killers.
It's Mr. Brightside. That was you know, a very interesting interpretation.
Yeah.
It was pretty interesting.
Of that particular song.
Adam, I'm sorry, man. It didn't work out today.
I know.
We got a backup.
Yeah. Well, let's bounce over to Barbie here, who is our backup.
Hey, Barbie.
Hey, Barbie. How you doing?
Hi.
You want to save this?
Yeah, this
save
been,
this?
This has been a hot mess. So we have two left.
Would you have got any of those, Barbie?
Yes, I would have.
Okay. All right, so we've got two left, and if you get even one out of these two, we'll hook you up.
I believe in you, Barbie.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Wish you would step out from the lens, my friend. You could cut ties from the lies that you've been living. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I would understand. Too insane.
All right, let's call it right there.
Can you put an end to this segment right now, Barbie? Can you do it?
Oh, okay. So, is it called I Would Understand or I know the song.
Do you know the band?
Who's the artist?
Is it Third Eye Blind?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Their second favorite or second most favorite song or second most famous song.
Okay. I wish you would step back from the trash can.
What are you doing there? Those lyrics.
I'm saying the lyrics.
No, I know.
We have one more, so you don't have to like totally.
What are those lyrics about?
I wish.
5 seconds.
Oh, it's about understanding.
Yeah, so you get a half point.
That's good too.
Jumper is the name of the song.
Jumper.
Yeah, duh. Oh my god.
It's okay.
You're
halfway there.
Okay.
And you're already exponentially better.
Come on.
I mean,
no, that guy was the worst.
It wasn't his game. Wasn't his game.
Don't call if you don't know the music.
All right. Here we go. Seconds, although I wanted to hear so much more.
Jimmy World!
Jimmy World, you get it! Thank God.
Woo! Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.
Glitz, glamour, fame.
Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
So the person that owns the house that was made famous by the movie The Goonies is really sick and tired of people showing up on their lawn to do the truffle shuffle. How long ago did The Goonies come out? 30-plus years ago, right?
30 years ago? It was like 89, I think.
Come on! Do it!
Thirty-four years ago. And there's still people that show up at that house in Astoria, Oregon, and they say that they expect that they have attracted some 1,500 visitors a day to the house at its peak. And this is, again, at 30 years after the movie
they
came
saved
out.
The Goondocks.
Yeah.
You know what is appalling? That movie is only 70% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
What does the audience say?
That doesn't have like an audience. It's just a critics version of that.
30% of critics don't know what they're talking about.
Okay, if you dig deeper, it's 91 from the audience. But from the audience. what are you doing, critics? It's like the house from Breaking Bad where they keep throwing the pizza on the top. So, which throwing a pizza very hard. You got to get that like discus.
Oh sure. Oh yeah.
Spin
yeah.
To get it to go flat.
Jason Momoa might join Fast and Furious movies with The Rock.
Why wouldn't he?
Because, yeah, why not?
I mean, let's throw every action star in the world in these crappy movies and let them make $1 billion.
They all print money, though. Yeah, I mean, it works. So. Yeah. And Jason Momoa, he's a pretty nice guy.
I don't mind Jason Momoa. Yeah, I just think that the Fast and Furious franchise is just
what
so bad.
Number is this for Fast and Furious? Well, like 11?
They're doing spinoffs now. So, I mean, the whole thing with The Rock is that he's doing Hobbs and Shaw movies now, which is a spinoff of Fast and Furious. Okay. And so they're trying to turn that into its own franchise now because Fast and Furious was up to, what, number 7, I think?
8 films in the main series, yeah. And they've got this is going to be the first one. This is just a way, I imagine, for The Rock to get back at Tyrese for trying to go at him on social media. He's like, oh, yeah? The only way you make money is from those Fast and Furious movies, which why they continue to put Tyrese in those movies is beyond me. So The Rock, who's obviously one of the biggest action stars in the world, I'm just gonna do my own thing with Jason Statham now. And apparently maybe Jason Momoa down the line. And interesting enough, there was talk of Roman Reigns from WWE going to be, I'm not sure if he's in this one, but he's fighting leukemia right now, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So that's why he hasn't been, you know, on any of the, you know, WWE stuff.
Right, yeah.
So kind of crazy.
So the entire Joker movie, the Todd Phillips film, is being rewritten while they're filming it, which is always a really good sign.
That's the sign of a good movie.
Mm-hmm,
traditionally, when you're filming and writing at the same time.
Huh. Yep.
This is the one with Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes, who looks great as the Joker, which
he
obviously
looks weird.
I feel like if anybody could possibly do justice to Heath Ledger's last portrayal of the Joker, it would be somebody like Joaquin Phoenix, who's another method actor.
Listen to this lineup, though. I mean, so it's Joaquin Phoenix and Robert De Niro and Billy Camp. I mean, it's got some pretty big names.
De Niro's
names
been crappy for the last 15 years,
but
though,
Joaquin Phoenix generally isn't.
No, you're right. He's very good. Like in The Master, he was amazing. He's pretty much good in almost everything. Her, he was really good in. You know, I would say one of the best modern method actors that we have out there, especially if you're going to be playing deranged and crazy. But I just don't have a lot of high hopes for this movie if they're continually rewriting it as they're filming it right now. Yeah.
So in today's R. Kelly sucks news story, here's a new one for you. He, I guess, chewed out his ex-girlfriend in a fit of jealous rage and then threw her into a wall because she was, quote, looking at other men.
Okay.
Throw this guy away.
Because that's what, you know, good citizens do. I think we're going to see what we saw with Bill Cosby happen.
With R. Kelly. I hope so.
More and more people are going to continue to feel like they're not going to be targeted and that they'll have the ability to speak out now that, like, you know, the public has turned against R. Kelly for all the horrendous and horrible things that he's done. So if you were abused or you were assaulted by R. Kelly, you know, now would be the time to come out, and especially as it's top of mind. So I have a feeling that before the decade is over, Dave, we will see R. Kelly being tried and possibly going to prison.
So this is an incident, they're saying, from 2017, so about a year and a half ago. His 19 or 20-year-old girlfriend, who was living with him at the time, keep in mind, R. Kelly is 52 years old. Like, that's okay, not creepy enough. Yeah. She was at one of his concerts, and when he came backstage afterward, we're told that he accused her of looking at another man, looked at her, and so threw her into a wall.
I have no problem with the whatever, man.
Also slapped her.
You're adults, whatever, but the moment you get physical and the moment you start abusing somebody, your ass should be in jail, man. Yeah.
52 and 19 is creepy.
That's,
you have
it
nothing
is.
In common.
It,
but, you're, in common. But you're adults.
Sure,
again.
You're adults, but again, that's creepy. And Artie Lang, finally. Have you seen his nose, how jacked up it is? And they
it
say
is
that it's
smashed.
They're saying that it's because of all of his rampant cocaine use. Well, now we actually have some more information on why his nose is all jacked up. He said that his nose condition is actually partially a result, not just of the cocaine, but also of his kidnapping about 11 months ago. He says that he owed a bookie $62,000, and a kid who worked for the bookie came up behind him while he was walking to a truck and smashed him in the nose. So Artie Lang, who was 51, later woke up in a van and said, quote, "The punch destroyed my nose."
That makes more sense than the cocaine nose for your nose, because like usually that breaks down the interior part. It doesn't make it swell up. It looks
swell up and move to the side of your face. Yeah,
it looks weird.
I'm really surprised that he didn't get nominated for his role in the show on HBO called Crashing with Pete Holmes.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to see that?
No, I've seen the previews for it, but I haven't actually watched it yet.
Artie is, he plays himself, and he plays, you know, the drug addict version of himself, and It's actually really, really good. Season 3 just came back. I haven't had a chance to catch up on it just yet.
Yeah, it's
but
just sad because
two,
Artie Lang is such a talented guy.
One of the funniest in the world. He was right. The best part of,
when he was on Stern Show?
On Howard.
He's the best sidekick that Stern has ever had outside of Robin, but they're very different,
yes.
Obviously. Yeah.
The funniest person that's ever been on Stern, without a doubt. And, you know,
just a really genuinely great talent, and he just can't overcome his demons.
Yeah.
It's just too bad, man.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So, do you ever feel like a loser when you're at a red light? And when it turns green, like the car next to you gets so much further than you do off the line.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like a race. Then I start feeling bad for the cars behind me because they see the other lanes like moving quicker. And I don't know. I'm just a self-conscious driver, I guess.
Message deleted.
Absolutely. It is always a race.
It is a race.
It's a race off the line, yeah.
Just get off it when it, just turn, go when it turns green. You don't have to floor it.
Floor it.
You don't have to floor it.
Get moving.
I floor it.
Floor it every time.
No. Mm-hmm.
And if the guy next to you is also flooring it, then it becomes a showdown.
Yeah.
Especially if the lanes are merging ahead.
Oh,
I'm cutting you off.
No.
I'll pit maneuver you.
You are a horrible driver.
I'm a horrible driver?
You're a horrible driver.
No, I'm not a horrible driver. Yeah, I'm a responsible
you're
driver.
You're speeding through the city.
I don't speed through the city. Who said anything about a city?
You said you
I'm talking about the red lights on the interstate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Oh, Madden. They take him up on my tip last night. Mahoney, they took all $5, bro. What are you excited coming to? You got to punking blind people for their $5, man. Stop. I heard.
Did you call us CITES?
So here's what's going on. That's Ivan the Blind Mexican, and I saw him ranting about this on social media last night as well. Ivan runs a coffee shop at the family courthouse, and Ivan legitimately is legally very blind.
Yes.
And they have a tip jar, and somebody stole his $5 out of his tip jar, which is horrible and unkind and also kind of funny.
What a jerk.
I don't appreciate you lumping all of us CITES into a giant group together because,
oh,
you
is
know,
that what he was calling us CITES?
CITES.
People that can see?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're a CITE.
I promise I will give you $5.
I will double it. We will double the money. $10.
$10 coming your way next time Dave and I see you, Ivan. We're very sorry.
Yeah, I'll.
But also
$5.
It's $15.
$15.
Ian's not coming in.
Ian, no.
Hell no. Hell no. I'm not giving him any of my money.
Please leave a message after the tone.
F Mary Kill, Microsoft Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. Do it.
Message deleted.
What do you even use Excel for?
That's spreadsheets, man. God, you're such a non-worker.
Wow.
What do you use Excel for?
No, I didn't say Excel.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did.
I was thinking XL, like Microsoft Excel.
Extra large?
Yeah.
This son of a bitch hasn't done an honest day's work in his entire life.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Microsoft Magnum.
Oh, my God.
Don't need that.
Yeah, I do a lot of work. that tickled me.
Get a job.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
So, Mahoney, you remember after UFC 229 when Khabib Nurmagomedov and Conor McGregor's group got into a fight? So yeah. After the fight was over and a couple of Khabib's guys jumped into the cage, real, and Khabib jumped out of the cage.
Real black eye in the world of mixed martial arts.
Yeah, not a great day for the sport, certainly.
No.
The then governor at the time had to run out of the building and everything else. Kind of a mess. Long story short, the hearings have been going on and they have decided on a $500,000 fine for Khabib.
Seems light.
Does it really?
Yep.
Also suspended for 9 months.
It can also light.
It can be reduced to 6 months if he cooperates in the filming and distribution of an anti-bullying PSA.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and the suspension is retroactive to
the day of the incident.
October the 6th, yeah.
Oh, so he could fight like
whenever
when he's scheduled to fight again.
Yeah.
Oh, funny how that works out. There's no real consequences for these guys who continue to bring in money. And it's disgusting. You put so many people's lives at risk in that arena.
Don't know if you put people's lives at risk.
Really? A riot could have broke out in a hard second. People get trampled all the time, man.
People get trampled all of the time?
Really? Did you not see what happened with the Mayweather thing a couple years ago when somebody thought they had a gun and people got trampled? Luckily, nobody died.
You're just being a little dramatic.
No, I'm not. It's just stupid.
A riot could break out for any reason, even if you didn't jump out of the cage. A bunch of drunk Russian fans.
Riots break out when fights happen.
Right, but fights were already happening, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So they're just a fight spilled out of the cage.
I'm saying a fight in the audience.
Right, yeah. I'm just saying you're being a little bit dramatic.
I don't think
there wasn't like billions of people's lives
at risk. That guy lost my money for the rest of eternity. I will never give a nickel to anything that he supports ever.
So a woman on a United flight was on her phone during boarding last week. That's not really the story. The story is that she was talking about how she had to move from her middle seat because the people on either side of her were so big. So if you can imagine being so brazen that you're on a phone talking to somebody and you're complaining about how fat the people are on either side of you
before the plane's taken off,
when you were the one that chose or got stuck with the middle seat because you weren't willing to pay up for
it.
Don't get me wrong. Like the way that airlines do this now, where like you have to pay additional money so that way you're not treated like the scum of the earth, is awful.
Yes.
However, this woman
is horrible.
Was just terrible.
She was not like, here's the thing. Like, I'm a big guy, and I'm sure that, you know, when people come and they sit next to me, they're probably not super pleased with who they have to sit next to because I've got long legs and I'm wide. And my love handles kind of jaunt out a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. That's kind of where I gain all the weight.
He sits on either armrest.
I get it. It sucks. But it takes a special kind of an awful person to get on your phone and talk loudly about anything, not even just complaining about the people around you. If you're talking loudly about anything,
she did say that they're warm, and then she went on to talk about how she eats salad.
She is no Olympian herself.
She is not.
That is the irony of this. It's
right.
Like, God, do you not look at yourself in a mirror?
Let's have a listen.
Oh my goodness! I don't know how I'm going to do this for the next 4 hours. It's just impossible because they're squishing me. Yeah, I'm full with miles. I don't have my choice. At least they'll keep me warm.
Squeeze, okay?
Find me a window. Get me out of here. I gotta play back there. I can't do this. I can't breathe. I'm so squished. Well, I eat salad, okay?
Excuse me. Can you find her another seat? Because I will not be verbally abused by this or anybody else.
Okay. Yes. I can't sit like this. I eat salad.
Oh my God. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Hey. Kiss my fat. Okay.
I love that woman.
My fat ass.
I love that woman so much.
Yeah.
You know, because you know what? If I was in a situation like that, I probably wouldn't have said anything. I probably would just been like, this bitch. How's she going to be talking? You know, like, I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't have called
her. You wouldn't have called her out if she was
probably
saying something
not.
Like
really?
That.
Really?
On a plane, just because it's like, it's.
You do have 4 hours of sitting next to the person, and that would tilt me. I'd be so angry for 4 hours.
Yeah. I would just fart constantly. I'd be like, hey, hey, hey.
Hold on.
Bring me the oldest chicken you got here.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Y'all got any bad ham back there?
Dave and Mahoney.
Here's today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I got mistaken for an employee the other day. I was like just shopping. I think it was.
Did you have khakis?
No, I had jeans on.
Mahoney was at a particular establishment and got mistaken for an employee there and had really everything wrong with his outfit. I don't know why you would assume
not even close
that he works there. If you know what that particular establishment is, 702-791-1075. We got some lift tickets for Lee Canyon during the 2019 season, along with some complimentary coaching and everything going on in the Midwest right now. Isn't it nice that we can elect to take a very short drive to the snow if we so choose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we can drive home from it the same day?
Yeah.
Like if you feel too cold or you're like just done with the snow.
Yeah, you don't have to, you know, suffer through like the negative 50 degree weather. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you drive up to it and go, this is so pretty.
Oh, nice.
Let's Instagram three photos and then leave.
It's like being an uncle on Christmas, you know, without kids of your own.
Yeah,
you just show roll up, in, yeah, you rile them up, then you go home
and leave.
Quiet, don't have to deal with the fallout.
X107.5, good morning, what's your name?
I'm Jennifer.
Jennifer? What is the correct answer? Mahoney got mistaken as an employee of what establishment?
Target.
Target, or we would have also accepted Target. Congratulations.
I will say, I am shocked. Over the summer, when the endless summer of Bahama was going on, anytime I was at Trader Joe's, never once got...
Not a single time, huh?
Because I don't look hardworking. I get that. Fair enough.
Hey, congratulations to you. Enjoy Lee Canyon. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
That's going to do it for us today. Have a good one.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.